Hello, it's the 14th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The pending arrest of a local man at a Bedford flat led Beds Police to additional criminal activity. Prior to entering the property on the 12th of January, police noticed a woman and a man acting suspiciously outside the building. The two individuals were searched. £3,000 in cash was found on the man. The two were charged with suspicion of possession with intent to supply. Inside, half a kilogram of heroin and crack cocaine valued at £2,000 was discovered. The flat's tenant and original target was arrested regarding a grievous bodily harm charge and on suspicion of conspiracy to supply Class A drugs. Two teenagers present when police arrived were also arrested on suspicion of possession with intent to supply. Bedford residents have been reassured by retailer Wilko that the two stores in the area are not under threat of closure. Wilko recently announced that 15 out of the 414 stores across the country would be shut down in 2022. Luton Borough Council are still searching for £1.2 million received from the South East Midlands Local Enterprise Partnership. The missing money was designated for the redevelopment of Mark Rutherford School in Bedford. Without those funds, the historic three-year audit of Luton Council cannot be finalised. Dev Goppel, the Councillor's Director for Finance, Revenues and Benefits, has stated he is currently unable to offer any insight while an investigation by Beds Police is ongoing. Ecclesiastical Insurance has provided a £1,000 boost to Bedfordshire-based charity School Readers. The organisation and its volunteers provide personal reading assistance to primary school students. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.